Blog Talk Radio.
Papa Didi, I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir, darlings.
All right, all right.
Friday night. It's getting a little chilly. What happened to spring?
I know.
Spring hadn't sprung.
Spring said I'm getting up out of here.
This like we said, Philly, I'm getting the L. In Philly and Chicago, they got the L, means elevated system. People say, I'm getting the L out of here.
Oh.
That was a joke. Play on words.
Oh, I got it.
You got it? All right, okay. Anyway, welcome to another Friday night edition of the Pajama Party. Like I said, I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
I'm still here. Mm-hmm.
And Red Wine.
And I'm still standing.
All right, okay.
All right, man.
Everybody all right?
I'm feeling mighty fine.
Yeah. Run down
on what's
happening?
Oh,
happened?
You sipping, huh?
Sure. I was a little parched, so I said I need a little sippy sip. All right. I'm taking off.
All right. I'm breaking the government seal on something nice myself right now.
Okay. There you go. All right. Hot topic tonight. An unarmed black man killed in Georgia. Here we go again. Okay. Everything not acting right today. Okay.
We can hear you fine. I don't know if something. If you can't, whatever you can't see or anything. We hear you. You're coming. Your audio is good. Kettle's not in the studio tonight. She's out on location. What are you? You still on that bull semen tour?
Yes, I am. Okay, leave me alone. All right, I'm sorry. Hot topic. All right, we're going to get serious now. Hot topic tonight. An unarmed black man was killed in Georgia. Also, New York City police, he was stripped of his badge and gun. Interesting. And U.S. Heat workers acquitted.
Wow.
Getting acquitted headlines. Frontier Airlines will drop open seat fees. Also, NFL faces major financial hardships because of no fans. And a man wore a KKK white hood in a grocery store. All right.
We got a new edition tonight.
My Kettle's Corner. I got something to talk about. Cocktail of the week is the Maple Bourbon Smash. Also, what's popping with Papa Didi? Our weird news. We're going to lighten it up. Speedy Gonzalez arrested in Georgia. Everything going on in Georgia. What's going on with that? A pint-sized driver surprises a trooper. And a Louisiana police search for aggressive chicken. Okay. I'm just saying with Red Wine, living for the city with Papa Didi, my Hollywood wrap-up with me, Kettle, the kissing list, and the last word. Sit back, relax, get your favorite cocktail, and we'll be back with the hot topic.
All right, welcome back to Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir, darling.
All right, ready to kick off our hot topics.
We're going to fire them up.
You got that first story, Red Wine?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and hit it.
Go ahead. Here we go.
We got the mother of an unarmed black man killed in Georgia, speaking out. Now, you probably all saw the cell phone video, right, showing the moment the 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery was shot and killed in southern Georgia. Of course, that prompted not just local but national outrage since it surfaced online this week. But his mother says that she cannot bring herself to even watch it. Now, in this 28-second video, Ahmaud Arbery, who is a brother, can be seen jogging around the neighborhood, which is his neighborhood that he was jogging in, just outside the port city of Brunswick on a sunny afternoon in late February, and the footage ends with two loud gunshots. Now, Gregory McMichael, who's 64, and his adult son Travis, who are both white, told police that they grabbed their guns and hopped in a truck to pursue Arbery after seeing him running through their neighborhood because they believed he was responsible for several recent burglaries. Now, the father, the 64-year-old man, claimed that his son got out of the truck holding a shotgun and was attacked by Arbery, Mr. Arbery, according to the police report. The two men tussled over the firearm before Arbery was shot, as seen in the cell phone video, which was allegedly taken by a bystander. Now, Arbery, who lived in Brunswick, is just one town over from where the two McMichaels, the white guys, where they live. The brother was pronounced dead at the scene by the coroner, and there were no weapons or anything found on him because he was just out jogging. So the brother wasn't strapped or anything like that. Now, the two white men were arrested on Thursday, which was yesterday evening, and they told the police that they, like I said, believed that he was a suspect in a series of break-ins that had been happening in the neighborhood. But here's the kicker. No such string of crimes was ever reported to the police in the weeks preceding this shooting, according to a police lieutenant that he told CNN. So where all these burglaries were happening and who told the police, I don't know. But the police said they didn't know anything about that. Now, these two men who shot him, the McMichaels, they're now facing charges of murder and aggravated assault in Arbery's death, according to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. And, you know, when you saw it on the video, how the shooting went down, and, of course, people calling for justice. So the way all of this went down, they, the two white guys, they rolled up on this brother, at least from what I saw on the video. Somebody said something to him. It looked like the son then jumped down off the truck and had a shotgun in his hand. So, of course, Arbery tried to move the shotgun or pull it or get it away from him, whatever the case, and now the brother's dead. So, at first, now, this, keep in mind, this happened in February. So these two men have been walking around free prior to yesterday evening. So I don't understand why it took public outrage before these two men finally got arrested. But it wasn't until the video got released online and people started demanding justice, protesting, and all of that, which was only over the last few days before all of a sudden now they can finally go and arrest these two guys. So it just shows me that, once again, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Because otherwise I feel like if that video had never surfaced, these two McMichaels men would still be, you know, riding around in their truck, potentially going after somebody else. I mean, I don't know.
Like they shot a nice deer.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So who were they calling? Who did they call?
They didn't call anybody.
Complain about. Are you sure?
Wait a minute. When you say who did they call? Who are you talking
about?
Yeah,
who did they call? The father and the son. Did they call someone or did someone else call?
It doesn't say
call
that they called anybody.
Call as far as the police, you're saying, or what?
Right. I thought somebody called the police or called saying that this black guy, whatever, he's out here, and I think he's a suspect, so to speak, or whatever.
No, they were acting like it was hunting season. It was acting like it was hunting season on his ass, and they went after him first. It was the same situation with Trayvon Martin and everything else. Every time, you know, white folks feel that they are chasing a so-called suspect, everything is in their mind and what they want to feel on what they're chasing and why they're pursuing the person based on how they feel. And if you look at them two Bamas on TV, they both are sitting in their orange suits in a little detention center now. They both got beards growing out of their ass like they're two bears sitting up there with no type of whatever. And then what gets me is when they say they both grabbed their guns, plural, okay? You both gonna grab your guns, and this man is jogging, and y'all grabbing y'all guns, and you go after him. He's running in one direction, and you're following him. And to me, it's like, I mean, come on, really? Whatever you see on your mind or feel in your mind is not how things are. But you know what got me is to see his mother. She was incredibly calm, and I respect that so much. You know, she was such a pleasant-looking lady that when he showed on the news, her disposition was so lovely where she was just being so, you know, because she understands the fact that the odds are against you going in. You know, so in order to freak out and everything and pop a vein in your forehead or pop a vein in your neck is really not going to make it better. You have to really use your head, because once you keep your mind in perspective, your common sense will come out a lot more clear, as opposed to you losing your mind and yelling like a maniac and everything like that. That common sense goes out the window. But I appreciate her disposition and getting lawyers and taking it slow and everything. But them guys are sitting there with them little orange jumpsuits on, looking like two straight Bamas. You know, like, and they live in a little, you know, it was just, you know, it's classic. But you never know, because another situation on the story is the fact this man used to work in the prosecutor's office. So they went through three district attorneys because they had to get out because of a conflict of interest, because they were saying, well, they were perfectly legit in shooting the guy because he blah, blah, blah. So they had to get rid of these people before they can get a prosecutor that was going to go after them. So when you got to go through three prosecutors to get to somebody that's going to be impartial, that's a very racist environment, you know, to show that your people at City Hall is already defending you. It's going to show you their bigger Bama is the guy that did it. So it's vicious.
Wow.
I mean, I can never step my big toe on the other side of D.C. I would never go to the South. That just ain't me. I'm sorry. I'm too black and too proud, and I would never live on the other side of D.C. It just ain't my thing. I'm a Northern guy. Call me a Yankee if you want to. I ain't taking my ass down South. That it just ain't me.
Kevin, I did hear, I do recall after you said that, I had to think about it, I did hear another report saying that these two guys claimed that they called somebody, I don't know if it was the police or who they claimed they called, saying that they saw somebody, and I don't recall what they said that they saw, but I do remember hearing that on one of the news reports. I just don't know, I can't really repeat it because I don't really know what they said. But I do remember hearing something about that.
But your mindset, when you see a black man running, you think he got a fur coat underneath his jacket, or what do you think he's possessing?
Yeah, if you're out jogging, then you're probably wearing something that's jogging attire.
You know.
So, I mean, if you're jogging, you're not sprinting.
Yeah, and they
you're jogging casually, so it surely you couldn't look like you were running from the scene of anything.
And they sure wouldn't have grabbed their guns to follow a white woman with big titties that was jogging. How about that? Anyway, I'm just gonna keep it. You know, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm just speaking on the whole gender aspect, the color aspect. You know, this was strictly racial. You wouldn't have went after a white guy. You wouldn't have went after a female. White female, don't get it twisted, because, you know, when it comes to black, I don't think a gender is even involved when it comes to a racial on that level. But anyway, but if you got any comments or anything you want to say, give us a call. If you're on the line, just press 1. You'll be put in the queue. What's that number again?
914-803-4306.
Well, red wine got it by heart. I guess I need to learn that. Anyway.
Comment. But I'm gonna speak on this this hot topic when my Kettle's Corner come up, so it's gonna be interesting, you guys. But hold on to your seats.
I can see that.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see. I think you're up next, Papa Didi. What you got?
I got here: a New York City police officer was stripped of his gun and badge after video of an arrest prompted an investigation. All right, this has happened in New York City. Like we said, the New York City police officer was placed on modified duty at the video surface of a weekend arrest. His name was Officer Francis X. Garcia was stripped of his gun and badge, and the investigation had been launched by the Internal Affairs Bureau regarding the arrest in Lower Manhattan this weekend. Video of the incident obtained by CNN shows a scuffle between a person and the officer before that person is put in handcuffs while he's on the ground. And one officer tells people around them to move back while holding a stun gun in his hand. Okay, the video then shows the person approaching the officer before the officer pulled him to the ground, punched him and slapped him around, and then two other officers assisted him in the video as they stunned him, and the man was just shaking with all the electricity that two officers were putting in him with the stun gun. So it was just a black man, of course. Anyway, so like I won't say of course, but you know this is getting really, I don't know. I guess they just feel like black men just need to be slaughtered. You know, it's just unbelievable how your mindset based on your aggression is based on the color of the assailant that you're apprehending. Damn. Anyway, so one person tried to intervene and was arrested before a third person tried who also was arrested. So it seemed like the public was trying to help out this situation and nobody would let them get in because they saw this was strictly, the person was already in handcuffs and was still being shot by a stun gun. So I'm sure you'll see this on the news here coming up shortly. So right now they put the man on desk duty. The two police involved on desk duty. Internal Affairs is investigating it. And you probably didn't hear about it because the networks don't probably want to put two black stories on at the same time. But you heard it first here on the Pajama Party. So we're going to tell you about stuff you ain't hearing about on the network. So anyway, another story.
Tell you too long.
Story number two, okay? Black people getting stunned while already in handcuffs. And what are you going to do?
Yeah, you know, this stuff is happening. You know, it's just like the same story rehashed, different characters. Mm-hmm. You know, I just don't understand why this continues to happen. But
okay, the U.S. meat workers are quitting as virus-ridden plants reopen. America's meat processing plants are starting to reopen, but not all workers are showing up. I've heard that before. Some still fear they get sick after the coronavirus outbreak shut more than a dozen facilities last month. Employees are taking leave, paid and unpaid, or just quitting. Wow. At the JBS U.S. in Greeley, Colorado, absenteeism is running as high as 30%. Before the pandemic, it was about 13%. The company is paying about 10% of the workforce, people deemed vulnerable, to stay home. Others aren't coming in because they are sick. Goes on to say, meat plants have been at the nexus of coronavirus hotspots across America. That's true. I've heard about the meat plants and the chicken places. It's crazy. The disease spread through plants in March and April as companies struggle to adapt their workplace to new rules dictated by this pandemic. So, I don't know what they're going to do. You know, it's almost like the plant might have to close. But I did hear recently about some chickens upstate New Jersey that they had to kill about 2 million chickens because they didn't have people to process it.
You know, wow.
From being sick or just being just quitting or just not coming in. Same like here. It's the meat processing company. So you know what's going to happen.
They keep on talking about a
meat
store. I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah,
no,
I was just going to say they keep talking about that.
Yeah, so of course it's going to be higher prices. And I did read an article recently that McDonald's said that they're just going to order only what they need, not more than what they need, you know. So, hey, burgers and McDonald's are going to be going up. So.
Well, I heard that Wendy's had signs up saying no burgers.
They had what?
Yeah.
Wendy's was having signs up saying no burgers because they don't do frozen.
Yeah, they do fresh.
They do all their, allegedly, they do all their beef allegedly fresh, allegedly. So
yeah,
they were.
Right.
So they had to follow up.
Smaller.
Here to follow up on the lie, you know, so they kept it going.
They're going to be serving meatballs after a while.
Oh, we got to go ahead on and faint because the air is bad. We need to just go ahead and faint right here on the ground.
They're going
to
be serving sliders up in there.
Yeah.
Saying, look, cut those burgers into four, and we're going to call them sliders.
Well, I tell you, the one thing, you know, I always say, you know, going forward, I always say that Martin Luther King, I feel personally, was assassinated because Martin Luther King had the ability to get people together and boycott, you know. And when you boycott somewhere, they don't make any money. And what's happening now is a boycott that was caused by a pandemic that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's causing people to not make the money they used to make. And the sad part about it, what bothers me, is that some people was making mad cash. They were making big money with their little whatever businesses they had. You know, they were breeding off of whatever different areas by them or different plants by military bases where people just brought stuff or people that was by the headquarters of the police station, downtown D.C., the stores and the vendors. Then when people come in there for different criminal cases and all, they stop and get a coffee first or get a donut only because they're down there because they got some stuff going on in their life. They got a case against them, so they're buying off of them. But now that the police station is closed, they're not getting any business, but you were breeding off of people who was going through some crap anyway that wouldn't even be in that neighborhood unless they had some business at the headquarters, you know? So it's a catch-22 type situation. You feel sorry for the businesses in some respect, but some people was making money based on other people's miseries, and they were living large. They were selling bullshit products, you know, burgers, you know, same old bagels and nasty-ass coffee. Some you get on the run. By the time you get on the damn metro, you taste the coffee and say, damn, this shit is nasty. You didn't go one stop when you brought the shit, ready to pour it out. You can't pour it out because you're on the train. But anyway, it's like, you know, it's everything. Half the stuff in the world today is crap that we deal with every day because we're inconvenient. You know, we call somewhere at 2 o'clock in the morning. We work overnight. We call a restaurant that's open 24 hours, and the guy bring us a damn stromboli that's half-cooked or whatever, and we got to deal with it. It costs us $20. So, see what I'm saying? A lot of businesses have been bullshit in the public for a long time. And we deal with it because it's what we do. How many times you ate something and throw it away and say, damn, that was a waste of $12 motherfucking dollars. And you threw $12 in the damn trash that tastes like shit, and you just threw it in the trash. It's like, damn, what the fuck did I spend money on that bullshit? I should have made that turkey sandwich before I left home like I started to. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's like, you know, you just... But anyway, now these businesses are crying broke and crying crazy when they've been ripping people off for a long time. So for some of them, I say I feel sorry for you, and some of them I say good for your ass. Do better when you open up. Do better. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just want to put that out there.
Yeah.
Like, I did notice that a lot of the grocery stores are now putting a maximum purchase on meat. You know, like if you buy packs of chicken or packs of beef, they tell you can only get two.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're making sure that they don't have a toilet paper situation.
Yeah.
Right.
Clorox.
I saw an older lady in Walmart the other day. This lady had like 9 packs of toilet paper. Okay, small woman. She didn't really have enough ass to accommodate the toilet paper that she brought. I said, you know what, honey? I want to say you don't even have enough ass to accommodate all that toilet paper that you're allegedly going to use on that little ass you got. But anyway,
But once you get to the register, a lot of times you're going to get kicked out anyway. You can, if the quantity is one, it won't let you bring up another. It's just like
Walmart lets you. Walmart lets you get whatever you're going to get. They, you know, they wide open.
No, but they're going to change their tune soon. Trust and believe.
Well, I'm talking about the one in. Well, I ain't going to talk about where I live. Y'all might come after me the way I talk about white folks on here. But anyway, what I'm saying is.
That one out there in Iowa that you shop in?
Yeah, okay. All right, welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm going to host Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir, darlings.
All right. We're going to get to our next segment of Hit It and Quit It. But first, we'd like to do a shout-out. You got a shout-out for something?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to the bombshellexperience.shop. Not .com, .shop. That is the bombshellexperience.shop. That is a local entrepreneur who has a lot of great cosmetic products for men and women, But they've got your skin stuff covered. They got your cosmetic makeup stuff. They got some good stuff.
Something
for the eyes, something for the lips, something for the skin. They got the lashes. If you do the lashes, ladies, check them out. If you like your nails to look right, check them out. Yeah. If you like your skin to look nice and bright and tight, check them out. So check out the bombshellexperience.shop. Please remember it's .shop. Okay, that's one of the newer domains available out there on the internet, thebombshellexperience.shop.
And they'll be coming to the show here shortly to talk about their product personally. So we line them up time and see what we can set up as far as them coming
here and promoting
their own product.
Can we get them on the show?
Yeah, we can.
Cattle, can we get them on the show? We're going to get the Bombshell
like
crew on the show. Tell us all
like
about what they have going on. Okay. Sounds good.
All right. All right.
We're going to kick it back to you, Papa Didi. Hit him and quit him.
Man, y'all working me to death.
Yeah.
Okay.
Earn your keep.
Anyway, Frontier Airlines, they're going to drop their open seat fees that drew a tax. Okay, now peep this here. Frontier Airlines is dropping plans to charge passengers extra to sit next to an extra seat, empty seat, excuse me. People sometimes request to sit next to an empty seat because they want to just have the seat for whatever you want to have it from. People charge them for it. But now that the corona is in effect, the seat is empty any damn way, okay? So Congress said, why are we allowing these people to charge for an empty seat when nobody's riding these trains? They were charging people to sit next to an empty seat that wasn't even booked, okay? Let's look at these. You know, when you do something based on a situation of somebody else, that's some foul shit. You know what I mean? Excuse my language. No, don't really excuse my language. I curse to make it sound better. Okay? You're going to charge somebody to sit next to an empty seat that wasn't booked from the beginning. So Congress said, nah. Now, here's the CEO of Frontier Airlines. He says, we recognize the concerns raised that we are profiting from safely trying to earn a profit based on empty seats, but that never was our intent to raise money on that. Then what the hell was your intent, you greasy slime ball?
Yeah.
How are you going to tell? They wrote a letter to Congress saying we never really meant to draw profit. Okay, well, if you charge me $350 to sit next to an empty seat that was already empty from the beginning, what the hell is that? It's profit all day. Okay, it's so sad. His name is Barry Biffle. He's gonna be on our kiss it list. Our kiss it list comes on the end of the show. That's when we make a list of people that we're really telling to kiss our ass, and we got a nice song for them. So put down Barry Bristle. He's the CEO of Frontier Airlines. Little sneaky, conniving little bastard.
You said Bristle?
Bristle. B-R-B-I-F-F-L-E. Biffle. Biffle.
Okay.
Yeah.
From Frontier, got it.
From Frontier. Now, this guy's probably raised in a damn trailer park, okay? Now, he done been raised up and went to college and shit, and now that he went to college, got a degree, and he's fresh out of the trailer park. Now he feel like he could do some stuff to rip off people, knowing damn well that he was eating, you know, what do poor people eat in the trailer park?
Ramen noodles, I guess.
Wonder Bread, fucking Fruit Loops and shit. I mean, yeah. The little teeny box. Remember those square box of cereal that you crack the top? You spit the top
and
then
you get out the box.
Anyway,
hit
damn. Now you're a CEO and you're trying to rip people off with your trailer park ass. So Senator Amy Klobuchar, she highlighted the fee situation and said we will not stand for this during COVID-19.
Not on my watch.
During COVID-19, nobody will make a profit on something that is not legit. There are people that aren't working. There are people that are suffering. There are people that are dying. And Frontier Airlines, which is a ratchet airline from the beginning. I'm a Southwest guy myself.
Uh-oh.
No baggage fees. I love them fine-ass sisters behind the counter because, you know, Southwest Airlines, mostly black folks, right? I go on Southwest Airlines, boy, the girl come up to me and say, you got any bags to check? I said, girl, I like to check out you, mama. Anyway, you know what I'm just saying? Southwest Airlines is my thing. It's my thing, all right? All right. Anyway.
Somebody holds him down.
Yeah, I'm just saying. All right. Southwest Airlines and National. National and Alamo. You want to go black? Go Southwest. And when you're going to rent a car, go National and Alamo. Black,
they
black,
don't pay
black, baby.
So we
black, black, black. I'm just saying. That's my Negro joint. Right? That's my Negro joint. Can I do my. Red Wine's always in my business. Always.
That's what I do.
I can't be private of him. She's always going to interfere and as we used to say back in the cock block.
Okay.
Anyway.
Hit him and quit him.
All right. Anyway, hit him and quit.
You quitting?
Yeah, I'm done with that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hit him and quit.
Yeah. Oh, it's on me? Oh, right.
Yeah, you working?
I was just in the proper. Yeah, I'm working
you
want today.
Clock?
Okay.
You on the clock? Okay.
The NFL. This is one of your stories, Papa. I got it, though.
NFL, yeah, they
faces
crap.
Major financial ramifications without fans in the stands, of course. A potential NFL contingency plan involving a mid-October start date. The league might be willing to further delay its 2020 season if it means fans can attend games. Uh-oh. $100 million per team loss would mean a roughly $48 million reduction of the 2021 salary cap, which caused Titanic fallout league-wide. Before this COVID-19 pandemic, the cap was expected to rise by more than $10 million. Well, so here's the latest from around the league. A delayed season would mean Super Bowl, what's this, what's L and B? Oh, boy. I've been out of school for so long.
Which number
LV?
Is that?
Yeah, what number?
The Roman
is that?
Numbers.
Which LV, is that? The V is a 5.
Is that 55?
It'd be 55, right.
Okay, 55.
Because
thank
my
you.
Eagles won Eagles, my Eagles won 52, just so you know, all right? So
okay.
It'd be
thank
5.
Thank you very much.
152. Go all Eagles, right. Baby! All right, go ahead. I'm yeah. Sorry.
So they say the Super Bowl 55 will be pushed back. Super Bowl sites, however, are required to free up more than dates if the event game is being moved. So don't know when that might be. Also, Roger Goodell, he's still on the kiss the list. I don't give a rat's rabbit's ass. Recently reduced his roughly $40 million salary to zero. Yeah, right. I don't believe that.
Oh, he did?
That's
wait a minute, wait
said.
A minute.
Yep.
Hold up. So Goodell gave up his salary? Is that what you
how
said?
How long? It doesn't say. Yep.
Not long. Not all the salary.
It says
how much, how much?
Reduced. Let me get recently reduced his roughly $40 million salary. So he might be getting 20, so he reduced it. He didn't say, don't give it to me, but he reduced it.
Well, how much does a person need?
But
I mean,
reduced it to what?
Hard.
It doesn't
well,
say.
Well, first of all,
you say he
well, first of
it,
all,
so
he's been making $40 million a year for the last 5 years. So to reduce it, would that really, you know, change anything in his life?
He's been a commissioner for 14, it says, a 14-year commissioner.
Yeah, well, he came on after the other guy, Pete Rozelle,
okay.
Whoever it was. He used to be the assistant commissioner. He took over, but he's making big money.
Up.
He's living large. Living large. So,
yeah,
I mean, if you're a millionaire, then what's the difference? You know, your money's making money. Your money's making money.
Uh-huh.
So what the hell does it matter what you're making when your money's making money?
So anyway. They say they're going to push
what?
The dates out, and the arena still got to hold the space?
Yeah,
it is. Okay.
I guess they said a year out. You have to, you know, let people know where it's going to be or whatever, but they might have to push it for another year out. That's what they're saying. Also, the pay reductions have gone into effect at the league level. Various management level execs at the league office will see their pay slashed by 5% to 15%. Okay. And the next set of the NFL owners meetings is going to be scheduled May 19th through 21st, but it's going to be virtual. So, you know, I guess everybody's
okay.
Just trying to stay safe. Yep. So.
But they still got plenty of money.
That's true. They do. So it also says the NFL will receive a schedule on Thursday. A full 17-week season will be scheduled, with some games possibly shifting to Saturday. No London games are believed to be on the season. They said they're going to scratch that. Because they usually go overseas, right, Papa? At least once a year or twice a year or something.
Yeah.
They go overseas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They go once. They
so
go to England, and they also go to Mexico also.
Right. So that's
they
scratch
did.
For this year.
Yeah,
so.
They got one game
mm-hmm.
in Mexico and one game in London.
Okay. Well, they scrapped all that now.
They scrapped that. So, yep. So, hopefully the NFL, like you said, they got plenty of money. They should survive.
Yeah, they do. They just try to act like they were into the whole pandemic thing, but they didn't really give a damn about it. When they did the draft, they were like, we're doing a draft, yada, yada, yada. But now they're realizing they need to act like that there's a pandemic going on and they're concerned
that
about
they're
it.
They're concerned, yeah.
Yeah, they're concerned. They're going to push back. They're giving themselves a lot of leeway. What they're doing.
Well,
but,
here's my question. Since Roger Goodell took this salary cut, does that mean we cannot put him on the kiss it list this week?
No, he's always on the kiss it
list. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
He's always
I just
on
want
there.
To know.
Yeah,
all right.
He's full of crap.
All right. Just wanted to check. I was trying to make sure he didn't earn his way off of the kiss it list. Okay.
Okay.
Was that all you had on
you?
That one, Kevin?
Oh, yeah,
okay.
That was it. Yep. Yep.
All right. Well, I want to talk about this man that showed up in a Klan hood at the grocery store, called himself wearing a mask. This dude, a customer at a Southern California grocery store, chose to wear what appeared to be, I don't know why they say appeared to be. I saw it.
That's what it was.
It was a freaking Ku Klux Klan hat, hood, whatever they call it.
Right.
To come in there and do his grocery shopping, ignoring all the requests from the staff in the store when they were saying, sir, you can't wear that in here. You're going to have to remove it.
But he still let him in.
Yeah, they let him in. And when he came in with it, they tried to tell him, that's not appropriate, you need to take it off, and blah, blah, blah. And he refused to take it off. So now the San Diego County Sheriff Department is looking into the incident and saying that they might pursue criminal charges. Might.
Boy.
Now, the dude was photographed. I know. It's crazy. The man was photographed by customers at the Vons grocery store in Santee last weekend. And you can see the image of the person bagging fruit in the produce department while wearing the stupid hood. The thing was fully covering his head, had a point on it, and it had two holes cut out for the eyes. Now, how is that not a Klan hood? The employees at the grocery store said they asked the customer to remove the hood, but the customer ignored the request. Until he got to the checkout area. And they said that this was a disturbing incident for our associates and customers, and we are reviewing with our team how to best handle such inappropriate situations in the future. So basically, the store people didn't know what the hell to do.
And they bitched up.
And
they bitched up.
Exactly.
And
they were like, sir,
and that's the problem
please,
with the world today.
Sir, would you? And the man was like, no. I'm not taking off this is my mask. Y'all want us to wear a mask, but this is my mask. And they were like, but sir,
But let me ask you a question. I don't understand. Like, now let's just say that, you know, usually the policy of a supermarket is shirt and shoes, you know.
Yeah.
Now let's
just
say a black man comes in there with no shirt on. Okay, he's proud of his muscles and he's just showing, he's in there with no shirt. Got his wallet and ID and all that jazz. Now, if they say our policy is no shirt and shoes, they would do everything they can do to stop this black man from shopping, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a shirt, you got to get out of here. But when it comes to their own kind, they're so afraid to nobody afraid to approach their own kind because they know how crazy those motherfuckers are. That's the problem.
That could be.
They know just how crazy their own people are. And they know their own people's always packing. They always got a gun. So they don't go near them. They don't even approach them. We tried to stop them, but they know the end result is that the boy got three guns on him. If you're going to come and wear some crap like that, then you following the tradition of the Klan totally. You got something to protect yourself, especially if you're by yourself, with yourself. You know ain't no solo white man going to come in somewhere with a Klan outfit on and not be packing some type of pistol somewhere.
Yeah, you're
that's
either packing or you just real crazy.
Yeah.
So either way, they don't want to mess
with them. And they know they ain't going to mess with them because they know, first of all, white folks know how white folks are. Okay, that's why I tell people all the time, never talk to white people about another white person. Don't do that. I don't give a shit how much. Well, hold up, Redwine. Hold up. Let me just get this out here so the public can hear this shit. I don't care how much you trust that white person you're working with. Never talk to white folks about another white person. Don't ever do that shit because it would always trump your black ass. Okay? So I don't give a shit if you think the other white person is crazy and the white person you talk to is cool. Fuck the two of them. Okay? Don't talk to one about the other because it's going to get back to them inadvertently. So just keep your black ass safe by keeping your business to yourself. Just understand them two motherfuckers and lead them and feed them both with a long-handled spoon and fuck the two of them. Don't tell one, or, you know, Jacob is fucked up. Don't tell fucking John, don't tell fucking, you know, Joshua that Jacob is fucked up because they're both fucked up in all actuality. So just keep it to yourself. Just watch the two of their asses. I'm just saying, go ahead, Rewind. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, I was just going to say them saying that the police are saying that they're going to look into it, if the man had a complete hood over his face, unless somebody went out and looked at his tags on his car, I don't know how they're going to find out who this is. So I don't know how
they
plan to investigate this. I don't know if that was just one of those lines to say, all right, y'all calm down. We'll look into it.
Yeah. Whatever.
And then that was the end of it. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But I want to say something here also, and I'm not trying to over-talk anybody. I was at a resort area called Massanutten one time. Yes, Massanutten is a resort which is over in Virginia, and it's like down the street from Charlottesville. If you get off the train, if you catch the train to Charlottesville, and you get you Uber or something, it's really down the street from the Charlottesville train station, about maybe 10 miles. It's an area called Harrisonburg, Virginia, in a resort called Massanutten. I was there one time, right? You know, I'm married, so I was there with my side piece, right? So me and my side piece,
wow,
we sitting by the pool, right? And this white couple, their kids had swastika armbands on their arms. And I'm already in a lounge chair with a towel over me, you know. And I look over at this white guy and his girlfriend or wife, whatever she was, but I look at the kids and they have swastika armbands. Not only did I get the hell out of there, I wasn't going to go on the other side of the pool to get away from them. I just got out of that area, period. I said, oh, hell no. The kids had they had green armbands with German swastikas on them. And I was like, you got to be. And these kids were no more than 4 years old and they had German swastikas. Man, let me tell you, me and my side piece got up out of there with the quickness.
Ooh.
All right, all right. I was scared to death.
It was how many years ago?
Well,
like recent?
It was about 3 years ago, something like that.
Okay, so we're not talking about like in the 70s. Or
no, this is about three 80s. Years ago. You know, I was scared to death. I wanted to, you know, maybe they're trying to tell me something. I dropped my side piece off and I went home to my wife. I was like, shit, fuck all that.
Maybe that was the message, huh?
I said, nah, fuck all this.
Crazy.
Anyway.
All right.
Okay.
Kettle, help me.
I stole my side piece. Look, I meant to fuck with you later. I said, look.
Oh, my God.
I said, look, the coochie's good, but I'm going to drop your ass. Oh, okay.
Your life flashed before your eyes.
That scared the hell out of me. I need to lay on the pillow next to my motherfucking wife, okay? I had to go back home to my wife. It scared me, but I had to get back to reality. I dropped off that fantasy. I had to get back to reality. I'll be honest with you. Anyway.
Gracious.
Yeah, okay.
All righty. You're a mess.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway, all right.
We're going to take a little CC before I get into my comments.
Yeah, let's take a break. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Kettle's Corner. Kettle's going to put it down for us, all right?
Yeah.
This is a pajama party every Friday night, 9 o'clock, 9:15 CP time.
Ooh.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Oh, wait, that's what we're doing? Okay.
We're taking a break.
All right, gotcha. Right.
So welcome back to the pajama party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa DJ, I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And red wine.
And red wine. How about that?
Okay. I'm like, where's red wine? You know,
oh, my gosh. All right.
I
think he's still on that Nazi story. That thing got him thinking.
Oh, ooh. Boy. Oh, okay. All right. Buckle up.
All right. Well, it's time for Kettle's Corner. Kettle says she got something for us this week, so we're going to give it over to you, Kettle. What you got for us?
Well, there's a lot going on with this shooting in Georgia and the one that the caller told us about in Indianapolis. Okay. Well, I said I got to put my hand to the paper. It's all right. You guys ready?
All right. Ready. Let it rip.
All right. It's called Wake the Fuck Up. We need to stop this modern-day lynching of our black men especially. These southern states with these so-called cops and people who have guns, stop taking matters into your own hands. You are not authorized to harass, talk to anyone like they are less than, or take matters into their own hands without some other authority to help them guide them in their decisions. We need to choose wisely of the people we select to be in these positions of law enforcement. We need to reach out to our congressmen and women to change some of these choices that the voters have selected. Also, law enforcement need to implement a protocol for police officers to abide by and not make their own choices as individuals. Stop taking matters in your own hands, law enforcers. We need responsible and clear-headed individuals to enforce our laws, not stupid-ass niggas. Drop the mic.
Ooh-wee! Kettle was playing. She came in with guns blazing.
I'm just tired. Like you said, we have to do something. Ooh. You know, we got to continue to march or whatever we got to do. We got to say what we feel. And that's how I felt. I'm just tired of it, you know. So
yeah,
we
got to
do some changes somewhere. Yeah. Nothing.
I understand. Well, what you might want to do is have a nice, relaxing cocktail. You know, before you get out and start the marching and the signs and all of that, you might want to just cool out, have a cocktail, like the cocktail of the week, perhaps.
Yeah, let's come back to it.
Okay. We can go over to Papa Didi with what's popping. Yes, 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 you got to work.
Put him to work, huh?
Put him to work. And we'll come back to Kettle with the cocktail of the week. I know she's fired up after Kettle's Corner. So
yeah.
I'm going to let her go ahead and get it together. And we're going to shift gears and go to Papa Didi with what's popping. So the question is, Papa Didi, what's popping?
Well, you know, so much stuff going on.
Yeah?
I like that song by Prince right there.
We all do. But what's popping?
You know, I want to talk about the night of, like you were saying, Kettle, you know, we're always on blast, but what I don't like is that the networks be showing us be getting shot, and they act like that's a sport on TV, and they always use the little term, I just want to warn you that what you're about to see is graphic. And they're going to show, you're going to hear the two shots. It just seems like when black people get shot, it's almost, the networks look at it as good TV. And you hear the shot, just like when the gentleman got killed in South Carolina, where he got out of the car, started running, and the cop shot him while he was running. How the fuck do you shoot somebody when they're running in another direction? No threat to you, no obvious gun. But you just shot him to stop his movement and shot him midstream. And the whole situation with the whole child support thing that he was running because he didn't want to get caught up in. Now, what did that mean now that the man is dead? Now that the kid ain't going to get a fucking dime now that he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So what the hell? I mean, and they showed that over and over again, him getting shot. You know, they showed every situation of black people in the midst of them getting in their situation. But I've never seen white people being shown on TV in their distressed situation. And I always go back to the white woman that was killed who worked for the radio station, where the black guy killed her at that little doc, that little peer doc. Remember that morning that the white girl was
he
claimed that the white girl was getting more stories than her. He went out to a story she had and shot her in cold blood right there. In fact, he shot
the cameraman
too. That was her boyfriend. He shot the two of them. And the girl who was being interviewed, because she had a restaurant or something on the pier, she was all freaked out. She's fucked up for the rest of her life, you know, because she seen the motherfucker getting shot right in front of her. The brother came. But they did not show that story. They didn't show her being shot. They didn't show none of that.
You're right. They stopped the footage right at that point.
Yeah, they didn't show any of that. And another thing, too, but it does not stop there. Also, when you go to different situations, when you ever look at a show, there was a show on years ago, I don't know if it's still there, show women having babies. It was one of the cable channels, you would see the raw of women having babies. It was some type of medical show. And every time they had a woman there having babies, they would show black women. Because, first of all, the white women were saying, well, how much fuck you going to charge me to put the camera all up in my pussy? Okay? Mm-hmm. But black women don't say that shit. But the white women wanted to get paid. And they would say, we ain't paying y'all shit. And so they move on. But as a black girl, and the black people were like, okay, can I get a copy of it? Kind of shit. I mean, because it seemed like sometimes our we may be honest as people, raised from honest parents, but people that are into profiting from us will take our honesty as ignorance. Okay? So when your honesty is taken as ignorance, that's pretty fucked up, okay? Because you're trying to be honest based on the people that raised you, and the people that's making a profit off your ass calling you ignorant and stupid. You know what I mean? So that's some sad stuff. Very sad. And that's how it is today. When I look at a show where they show these women having babies in the raw, it was some type of National Geographic some shit where, I wouldn't say National Geographic, it was more of a...
Discovery.
Yeah. They were showing women having babies. Every time you seen women have babies, women moaning and shit, and they show the circumference of how wide the vagina opens up and all this shit, it was a black woman. I'm saying, well, goddamn, where are the white women at? They having just as many babies. But the white women saying, oh, no, I need $30,000, you know? Mm-hmm. But the black women ain't thinking like that, and they say, okay, oh, don't worry about it. We'll give you a hotel room and, you know, some other stupid shit they lay on black people to make them. They look and see what our values are. When people offer you shit, that way they're seeing how much can they buy you for. You know what I mean? If that white woman said $30,000, if they can get that black woman, they will only offer the black woman if she asks for it. But believe me, if you don't ask for money, motherfuckers ain't going to give you no money. But if you ask for some shit like a turkey fucking sandwich or some more stupid shit, then that's what people are going to give you. And, you know, it's so sad, man, that our lack of education, our lack of aggressiveness, even when we go in business, when you go in business, you need to be, you know, just like the song says, if you want to be rich. You know the song, if you want to ride, go ride the white pony? The line in that song makes all the sense in the world is, if you want to be rich, you got to be a bitch. Okay, that is fucking Bond. If you want to be rich, you got to be a bitch. Look at Oprah. Oprah's like, fuck all of y'all, okay? What I go for, I go for. What I don't go for, I don't go for. And that's how she lived her life. That she held on to that. And that's how she became a billionaire. Because after a while, you're going to have to be a strong-willed person that knows how to say no to people, knows how to tell people kiss your ass, who you're going to pick, who you're going to go for, what you're going to do. If you don't have those type of adjustments in your life, you would never be rich. You cannot be rich being a nice, wholesome person. Even though your parents taught you that shit, after a while, the bitch is going to come out of you. If you're a female entrepreneur trying to be rich, you're going to fuck around one day and be a bitch, because you're going to find out all that casual, nice, feminine bullshit is going to get you pushed to the side. They're going to mug you in your face and knock you down. So after a while, you're going to say, yo, fuck you. I will kick you in your balls. Get out of my way, motherfucker. And get your shit right. And this is what females realize after a while. It's like, yo, I got to threaten that motherfucker with a testicle kick in order to get him off my ass. It's just the way it is. If you want to be rich, you got to be a bitch. You want to get even with your fucking ex-husband or whatever, you got to one day reveal yourself to that motherfucker and say, fuck you, motherfucker. You know what I mean? And you got to step up your game. That's just the way life is. And once you step up your game, motherfuckers realize you're serious. We only live in one life here. We live in one life. You got to skull fuck motherfuckers. Skull fuck them. That means stick your dick in the side of their head and skull fuck them. Skull fuck them. All right, that's all I got to say about it. Anyway.
Okie dokie. Whew. I'm forgiving it too. It's raw.
Oh, boy. I'm over here cracking up. Papa, you got me tonight, boy. I'm telling you.
Skull fucker.
I like that song, the White Horse, boy.
Yeah. If you want to be rich, you got to be a bitch.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
If you want to ride, gonna ride the White Horse. That was actually like tapping some white ass with that song, man.
Really?
If you want to ride, go ride the White Horse. Oh, yeah, well, that was a thing. See,
it
there
was
two
cocaine.
Times in life. See, well that too. It was cocaine also getting some white pussy.
I thought it was about an equestrian situation.
Boy, red
wine
is so thick.
All right, red wine. Go
red
to
wine
that
is so thick. You know, there's two other ways that you can get some, you know, get some foreign. It's, you know, it's like what's that called? Cinco de Mayo, Spanish joint.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. You can go get you some Spanish pussy that night, and also what's the other one called? The St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day, you can go get you some Irish pussy that night. So those are two nights that you can
How do we get on that subject, Paul? But anyway.
I don't even know.
I ain't gonna mess with you tonight.
I'm just saying. Mm-mm.
I don't know.
I'm just saying you wanna get out of your regular routine.
We went
routine.
From the white pony. To
no, if you wanna get out of your regular routine, the two nights. If you wanna get out of your regular routine, the two nights you can go get you some strange is Cinco de Mayo. You can get you some Spanish coochie, and on St. Patrick's Day you can go get you some Irish coochie because they're fucked up.
Oh.
They've been drinking all day. Anyway, I'm gonna shut up. Cause y'all, I thought I was with an adult crowd, but y'all too young for me. So I'm not even gonna try to mature y'all.
I'm just wondering why I gotta wait for those 2 days.
Those are days you go get you. You go get you some strange.
I'm just saying, why you gotta wait for those 2 days?
Well, that's the day that Trump.
It's another 363 days.
All right.
Anyhow,
cocktails. Yeah, let's get into the cocktails. Papa, he done messed my head all the way up. All right. This cocktail
Let's get back to that cocktail.
Called,
what you got for us?
It's called the Maple Bourbon Smash. And it consists of, it even sounds good. Sounds tasty. So half an ounce of pure maple syrup, a half an ounce of fresh orange juice, a quarter ounce of fresh lemon juice, 4 dashes of Angostura bitters, a half an orange wheel, 2 ounces of bourbon. I mean, if you want it stronger, you can do 3. Ice, and 1.5 ounces of chilled seltzer. So in a rock glass, we're going to combine the maple syrup with the orange juice, lemon juice, and bitters. Add the orange wheel and lightly muddle. Add the bourbon and stir well. Fill the glass with ice and top with the chilled seltzer. Pretty good. Something different.
Okay, that does sound good. I would try that.
Yeah, something different.
Okay, well, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Let's see. Yeah, thank you so much. Merci beaucoup. The cocktail of the week is brought to you by DC Homegrown Entertainment. Also, shout out to a new comedy series called Pump, like Pumping Iron, Pump. It's on a brand new network that just launched on May 1st. The new network is called Urban Flix, FLIX, Urban Flix TV. You can find them at urbanflixtv.com. The TV series is called Pump, and a friend of the show, Lynette Tichelle, is a co-writer and one of the stars of the show. It is really good, very funny. So check them out, urbanflixtv.com. And thank you, DC Homegrown, for sponsoring the cocktail of the week. And we're going to lighten it up and move right over to the weird news. And I'm going to kick it off with this thing in going back to Georgia again. Speedy Gonzalez has been arrested in Georgia. Yes, Speedy Gonzalez. This is out of Lawrenceville, Georgia. After months on the run, a mail fraud suspect who lived up to his legal name, Speedy Gonzalez, has been arrested in Georgia. The 35-year-old Buford man, who shares a name with the fast-running cartoon mouse, was taken into custody last weekend during a traffic stop in Gwinnett County. Authorities began looking for Gonzalez after a victim reported in January that multiple checks were stolen from their mailbox. Police determined that Gonzalez was the one who swiped the checks and then went to a Home Depot and bought more than $3,000 worth of merchandise with the money he got from the checks after returning the items for cash. What? Wait a minute. He bought more than $3,000 worth of merchandise with the funds before returning the items for cash. Okay. Police identified Gonzalez as a suspect in March, but he managed to elude authorities for another month because he's Speedy Gonzalez. And investigators said that he even appeared in Tennessee before they caught him over the weekend. So he was all over the place. He was booked into jail on charges of forgery, identity theft, and theft by deception. He also had outstanding warrants in another county in Georgia and in Alabama on similar counts. Gee, that's Speedy Gonzalez. They finally got him. Arriba, arriba, andale, andale. I used to love that cartoon. All right, we're going over to you, Papa Didi.
Me?
Yep.
You're what up. I do?
Nothing yet. It's your weird news. What you got for us?
Let's see here. Pint-sized driver surprises Utah troopers.
Pint-sized.
Let's see what's up with this. This is in Ogden, Utah. Now, I know, what is the main area? What is one of the main cities in Utah?
Salt Lake City?
Salt Lake City. Anything other than that, your ass is in the sticks.
Okay.
Okay. A Utah highway. Now, this is an area called Ogden. Ogden, Utah. Population of black folks, less than 1%. Less than 1%. Okay? This is from the Associated Press. Associated Press, they know with some dog ass. They hang anywhere. They'll take video and audio of any goddamn thing. They don't care. Anyway, a Utah Highway Patrol trooper got a pint-sized surprise when he pulled over a 5-year-old driver.
What?
Okay, who was swerving so badly he thought the driver needed medical attention. The trooper's name was Rick Morgan. He said that his name was Andre Zappamaro. He'll turn 6 next month. 5-year-old kid did not respond to his lights when he ordered him to pull over with the sirens and everything on Interstate 15, which was in an area called Ogden, Utah, on Monday. Okay, now, the police officer said, I approached the vehicle, and I was expecting to find someone who needed some ambulance attention or paramedics based on how vicious they were driving.
Mm-hmm.
All right? This is what Morgan said, the trooper Rick Morgan. But when the window came down, Morgan said it was pretty clear that it was a very underage driver who was behind the wheel. The boy was sitting on the edge of the seat to reach the brake pedal, the troop said. When asked, Morgan said that the guy's name is Adrian, is what his name is. Adrian told him he was going to his sister's house in California.
What? Wait, this boy was 5?
Yeah, the 5-year-old said, when the police asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm going to my sister's house in California. The boy told another trooper that he wanted to buy a Lamborghini, and when he flashed open his wallet, showing his cash to purchase.
A Lamborghini.
Let me fucking regroup myself here, okay?
Hey, is this a 5-year-old or is this a midget?
5-year-old said, I'm going to California. He said, I'm going to California to visit my sister. And when I get to California, I'm going to buy a Lamborghini. Now, when he opened up his wallet, all the five-year-old had in his wallet was $3.
He's going to buy a Lamborghini with $3.
He got $3 in his pocket, okay? His parents were contacted.
Oh, my God.
And they came and took custody of their son and the vehicle.
Whew.
Okay? Adrian was had long dreamed of owning his own Lamborghini and spent hours watching videos of luxury sports cars and race cars, his sister Sydney said.
Oh, my
said.
Gosh.
Okay? On Tuesday, a local Lamborghini owner treated Adrian to ride up and down the street with the boy in the passenger seat. Now wait a minute. See, you know what? This is
white privilege.
This is where white privilege begins. White privilege begins right here. See, white folks get fucked up in the head early because, first of all, they don't get arrested for shit. Okay. They don't get disciplined for shit. Now you got a Lamborghini dealer. Yeah, he thought it was a joke. But then now the boy going to grow up totally corrupted because you know he can get away with shit. And it just was amazing. And now the Lamborghini dealership got the boy riding in there and they...
That is crazy, Paul. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
So
tell
how
you,
in the
know.
Hell he was driving, how was he able to touch the pedals and stuff?
He could be just a smart kid.
Or he could be a big 5-year old or tall,
yeah.
Maybe.
You never
know.
Well,
they said he was swerving, so he's not a good driver.
And also, like I said, that was Ogden, Utah, which is rural area, okay?
Yeah.
Wide open.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, a lot of these kids, if you live out in farmland areas, they've been driving tractors.
Eight, nine years old.
He probably been driving tractors and figured it's no difference. So he jumped right behind the wheel.
Wow.
Okay. Moving on.
All right.
What's your weird news, Kettle?
Louisiana police search for aggressive chicken. What the hell does that mean?
Wait, man, the cops
Walker,
are looking for a chicken?
Yes, aggressive. In Walker, Louisiana, police are searching for an aggressive chicken accused of engaging in foul play at Louisiana bank. Really? The Walker Police Department responded to a complaint about the brazen animal Friday, the agency said in a social media post over the weekend. Witnesses told police the chicken had been spotted at the bank multiple times last week at this bank, approaching patrons at the ATM, chasing customers, even attempting to climb into cars in the drive-thru. Officials said officers responded to the bank within a few minutes, but found the pesky poultry had already escaped. The suspect remains on the loose. And police advise residents to avoid confronting the chicken and instead call for help. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't go too
so
on the
we got a crazy chicken going around attacking folks.
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This has been too funny.
I guess he's trying to get some money out the ATM. You know, he's plucking them for cash. That's a good one.
Oh, no. That was crazy.
Cash. Mhm. Yeah. Oh well.
Oh boy, that was a good one.
All right, welcome back to the John Party One Host Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir. And it's time for I'm Just Saying.
Okay.
So tonight, I just lost my place. Tonight, I'm just saying, just get on with the process. That's my topic for tonight. Just get on with the process. And this is to all the people out there that are protesting their state government, trying to press the government to reopen businesses like right now ahead of the planned schedule. I'm just saying, just get on with the process. Get with the process. That's what I'm saying. Get with the process. I cannot understand how these people go and get in their vehicles. They come out there with their signs, screaming and yelling, demanding that the governors or the mayors reopen the city, even while the numbers of people infected and dying from COVID-19 are still going up. Now, we know that people want to get back to work, but you're going to have to wait until it's safe to do that. What part of death and destruction do these people not understand? I'm just saying, can you just get with the process? Now, normally, I'm the one that says fight against the status quo, swim upstream, fight the power, fight the man, all of that. But in this case, I'm saying that you got people out there that are showing up with weapons. They come out there with their MAGA signs and their Trump signs, which I still don't get the relevance, but nonetheless, they're out there. They're yelling about what they demand. Well, here's the thing. Nobody cares what you demand. People are losing their friends, losing their family over this stuff. It's not a joke. And these people out there pissed because they can't go to the beach, because they can't go to their favorite store or their favorite restaurant. Give me a break. I'm just saying, can you just get with the process? I understand about the small businesses that need to reopen so they can make money and keep their business afloat. I fully get that. But when I watch the news every day and I see people gathering in clusters in various public places, nobody's got a mask on. I'm like, what part of you need to wear a mask did you not get? But they're out there, no mask, all clustered up together. And like I said, with the Trump signs and the MAGA signs, I don't understand, what does your love or support for Trump have to do with this? These are two separate things. Why are you out there with signs talking about Trump and I love America and all of this? That has nothing to do with what you supposedly out there protesting. But nonetheless, I'm saying, get with the process. They will reopen stuff when it is safe. If you rush it, we're going to end up in a mess. It'll end up worse than what we're dealing with now. The whole point was to flatten the curve, not to tickle your fancy. You want your fancy tickle? You need to get with a private situation and do that yourself. Now, as an entrepreneur myself, I understand this one thing. When one door shuts, you got to find a way to reinvent yourself, reinvent your product, and you find a way to open a new door. You don't just sit around waiting on the government to come up with something or anybody or anything else. But in this case, the government needs to just do their job and do what they promised. That whole system is all screwed up. They promised checks. They promised relief. A lot of people didn't get anything but talk. So I'm saying you can't sit back and rely on that. You better figure out how to get yourself out of that situation. A lot of people have figured out how to make money even while we're quarantined. I heard a business today talk about it was a company that provides food to restaurants, and they said, well, the restaurants are closed, so we started delivering to homes because people still got to eat. So they said, hey, we're not going to sit here and complain about we can't make any money, we can't do anything. They turned their business model into something new, and now they're delivering groceries directly to the customer. So they found a new way to profit. And that's what I'm saying with some of these businesses. A lot of them have started doing that, but you have other people sitting back blaming and waiting on the government. The government is not going to save you. That's all I'm trying to tell you people. So for those people who keep complaining about reopen this and we want to go to the beach and we want this and that, shut up and get with the program. That's what all I'm saying. This is Red Wine, and I'm just saying, get with the process so we all can live. That's what I got for you.
That was nice. That was nice, Red Wine. That was good. Yeah.
I mean, it's not hard. But, you know, these fools out there with those stupid signs, especially the ones that show up with guns and stuff, who you coming to shoot? If it's supposed to be a peaceful protest, why are you out there with rifles and handguns and all of that?
Mm-hmm.
What you going to do? Go in there and storm the state capitol? Yeah, get the freak out of here with that.
Okay. That was very nice. Very nice. But the one thing I want to add to that is that those are white people. And I know you're very diplomatic and you would never come out strongly and say that. They ain't nothing but some damn white folks, man. And like I said, when we say a reference to white people, it's not no radical show. You know what I mean? This isn't no over-the-top, you know, Black Panther, red, black, and green fucking dashis and you know, Afro picks in our fucking hair kind of stuff. You know what I mean? We ain't rolling like that. But we calling it what it is, you know, because we would be unfaithful to life if we didn't call stuff for what it exactly is. Them jokers get in front of City Hall and they're complaining about this and that. You look out there and there's white folks, and the white folks kill them because they think on fucking sunglasses that they're just hidden from the world. You ever notice that?
Mm-hmm.
They go in there and talk, yeah, we need to get there, blah, 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 blah. And they got the old sunglasses on. And the white guys fuck around grow this beard look like a fucking grizzly bear. So now you can't recognize them. So some shit go down, they'll go shave their shit and get their so clean face again, put their wire frame glasses on,
yeah,
and become the corporate motherfucker again by Monday morning. But on the weekend, they all bearded out with their, because a lot of them, look at fucking David Letterman. You seen him lately? This boy looks like a fucking beast.
No, I haven't seen
him.
Oh,
my God. David Letterman grows a beard like a beast. They all do. They all do. I think the white boys, they act clean shaved, and you know, but them boys don't shave for 2 or 3 days. They get beastly. That's just what they are. They just some beastly motherfuckers.
Undercover
but when they trying to project an image to society, they'll shave their shit, put on some wireframe glasses, and put a halo on their fucking head, and they some Honest John motherfuckers. Really? Give me a break, you sneaky, creepy motherfuckers. Okay, I'm not buying the bullshit. Anyway,
I hear you.
So we're gonna go into my segment called "Living for the City," okay?
All right.
Let's talk about that racist fucking NFL. Let's talk about that racist fucking NFL. The National Football League, okay?
Get 'em, Papa.
It should mean the Negroes, you ain't got nothing coming. That's what they're saying. Now, these jokers are so racist. See, one thing about football is just straight modern day slavery, okay? All you have is 32 teams. But see, black folks don't seem to realize that, but the white folks do. So they know that if you're going to be a part of the NFL, you're only going to be on part of 32 teams. So them white folks will do anything they could do to hold on to what they got. Now, they'll get rid of bad blacks that talk and speak their mind. They get rid of them. The coach of the Houston Texans got rid of different people this year because he didn't like the way they were. One guy, when he was coaching the Eagles, he got rid of 3 or 4 Eagles because he didn't like what they were doing. Well, hell, all millionaires are players. I don't give a shit, black, white, or indifferent. If you're making more than $1 million a year, you're just a player like anything else. So how can you call a black person some type of a hot dog or overzealous when you're a coach making $10 million a year? So you just as, but you're going to wait till you get to your neighborhood and show your ass. It's so sad that people that make big money are just cocky and jockey from the beginning. So there's no way a coach going to call a player a hot dog. When you a hot dog, your damn self. But you just do your hot dog and behind closed doors in your own confounds. Around white folks, you show your ass. Because the brothers show their ass in public, you look down on them. But as entertainers by nature, black people are more theatrical type people. That's why we do stuff in celebration of ourselves, and we front the game, and we do our little thing, and we do our celebration, and we, you know, we score a touchdown, we do our little dance, because that's what we're made of. And that's what's making money for you slave driving ass owners, you know? So don't even act like, you know, but when one of them get too into itself, now you're getting jealous because you sitting there with a fat-ass stomach and you're 55, 65 years old, look like you're 80, and now you're pissed off because this young guy is doing his thing. I mean, it's a mess. The NFL is so racist. For example, my man Cam Newton can't even get a team to play for this year, but they got the boy Dalton from the Cincinnati Bengals and put him on the, what did he go to the, I think he went to the Dallas Cowboys as a backup quarterback for Dak Prescott. Now, I don't mean to talk football and throw anybody off. It's not into football. But Dak Prescott was trying to get a contract for the last 6-7 months from the Cowboys, but they've been holding back. But then you're going to get that redhead boy who was the lead quarterback from the Cincinnati Bengals and bring him in to back up Dak Prescott, but you never gave Dak Prescott a fucking contract. So how are you going to bring somebody under him for 1 year for $17 million and you never gave a damn contract to Dak Prescott, who was your original quarterback? You playing with his emotions and with his situation and everything, playing on him as a black man that you don't want to give what you're supposed to give to him. It's amazing how whenever black people are involved, white people just cannot fucking do the full Monty. You know what I mean? Full Monty. Full Monty means open up the towel and show your dick. Full Monty. Okay? When somebody say full Monty, full exposure. Drop your fucking halter top and show your titties. Full Monty. When anybody says full Monty, that means they want to see the whole fucking smear. The cunt hairs, the whole nine, the whole fucking penis from the fucking shaft to the motherfucking entry point, the whole nine. Is it going to say full Monty? But when it comes to black people, they never can go full Monty. But they'll throw white boys contracts like it ain't shit. You know? They gave fucking, what's the boy's name? Rivers. What's his first name?
Phil
Rivers. Red Wine knows his shit. Phil Rivers went to, he was fucked up with the, and I'm going to keep it real. Phil Rivers was fucked up with the Los Angeles Chargers. They got rid of him, released his ass. The damn Colts, the Indianapolis Colts picked him up for $25 million for 1 year. Phil Rivers is old as hell and needs to retire. They hired him for $25 million. Okay? Tom Brady left the New England Patriots. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed him for 2 years for $50 million fucking dollars. You can't even give Dak Prescott a fucking contract for the Dallas Cowboys yet, but you hired the white boy Dalton underneath him, and Dalton the starter himself. So what they're saying is that, fuck you, Dak. Fucking Dalton from Cincinnati Bengals, the redhead white boy. He got nice red hair. He got, I like his red hair. It's fucking red as shit. It's crazy. Anyway, you know, they brought the white boy in there with the red hair underneath him for $17 million. They didn't even give Dak Prescott a contract, like I said earlier. But they gave Tom Brady 2 years with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, $50 million fucking dollars. Now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers ain't shit. They ain't been shit for 5 years. And now you're going to fuck around and make Tom Brady act like they're going to be good overnight. Yeah. And then you brought the other boy to the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees. Signed his ass for 2 years for $50 million. Why are these white boys getting straight contracts? And you ain't full Monty. Like I said, I ain't going to describe what full Monty is again, okay? But you giving them full Monty, but you can't even give Cam Newton a fucking job. You couldn't even give the other boy, what's his name, Jameis Winston, a job. You got black men out there trying to get a job in the game for years, but Tom Brady is, what, 43 years old? Fucking Rivers is like fucking 42. Drew Brees is 41. Cam Newton is like 35, and you can't get that brother a contract? Believe me, and I'm going to close it this saying, all the black people you see in the NFL, that's bullshit. All that is a smoke screen. That's just the little, you know, everything that's being out there to show the look. But the ownership is on white folks. Just like when you're in a restaurant in a store. They got black folks everywhere, the waiter, the person dumping trash, the person behind the bar. Everybody's black, 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 especially in Prince George County in Maryland. Black, 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 black everywhere. But you got a fucking hair in your food. Who's the one that comes to offer you the free meal because of hair in the food? A fucking white guy from the back. Now, you got enough black folks in there to make a fucking Tarzan movie. But when you got a hair in your fucking food, who comes out of the back? A fucking white person every time. It's fucking bullshit. Please. Come on! Anyway, I'm done. That's what's happening with Living for the City. Anyway.
Drop the mic on
that
one.
Right up.
What's that?
Yep. You dropped the mic on that one. Mm-hmm. Okay, Red Wine. You taking her saying?
All right, don't get it twisted.
Right.
It's crazy out there. It's crazy out there. Look beyond the look, okay, because life ain't fair at all.
Ooh,
now, like I said, on the situation, whenever black folks get killed by people, they show their video every time. Their mothers and sisters and brothers got to watch them getting shot on video over and over again. I ain't never seen nobody play back a video of black people getting shot. I mean, white people getting shot for nothing. But when a black person gets shot by a cop, yeah, let's show the video again. We're just going to let you know that this video is graphic. Yeah, it's graphic because you saw somebody's son getting shot over and over again on fucking TV. Really? What if it was your goddamn son? Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. I'm leaving. Drop the mic on their ass!
I ain't scared of you, mother.
Give me this closure. Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
That's right.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
That's right. That's a disclosure. If you ain't grown, stay on the goddamn porch.
You should have done that in the get-go.
Yeah, I know. That's a little late. That's a little late.
Yeah, the engineer was late on that one.
Yeah, anyway.
that was a disclaimer after the fact.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
Go to Hollywood. I'm going to make it short.
Yeah.
Go to Hollywood. Like y'all say, let's lighten it up.
Yeah, let's lighten it up.
Let's
Papa
lighten
drop
it up.
The freak on me.
My ears are still ringing. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. What's happening
look,
in La La Land?
Phone number out there. Somebody might call and comment on what you said tonight, Pop.
That's all right. They can do what they
want to
do.
Well, if you want to, go for it. 914-803-4306. Press one.
If I was a slave, I'd been a dead slave, honey. You hear me? If I was a slave, I'd been a dead slave, honey. Don't play with me.
All right, Kettle. The floor is yours.
All right. Meek Mill is expecting a baby. He got the good news from his model girlfriend, Milan Harris, on his 33rd birthday on Wednesday. This is his third child. This is her first, so should be interesting. Also, supermodel Naomi Campbell. She can add professional photographer to her resume. This is the first time that model on the front of Essence has taken their photograph themselves on their iPhone because of this COVID-19 thing. She had to do her makeup, hair, everything, set up everything. So that's interesting.
All right.
She did her hair, makeup, own styling before turning the lens on herself to do what would be the first ever Essence magazine cover shot entirely on an iPhone. Well, I mean, iPhone, they really getting the plug, for real, right?
Yeah, they are. They think they slick.
You can do a lot on the iPhone. You know, they got those big posters and everything up, shot by iPhone. Also,
I can do it on my Android, too.
Andrew Cuomo is down for Robert De Niro to play him. Hollywood is buzzing about Robert De Niro playing Cuomo. I guess they're going to create a movie around Cuomo, talking the pandemic and everything, yeah. So he said he's down.
See, Hollywood's already planning to do the movie on the COVID-19 situation.
Mm.
I'm quite sure, yeah.
Any time.
Mm-hmm. They don't. Last but not least, Babyface. He's going to do something on Instagram on Sunday, Mother's Day. And it's going to be kind of related to the Waiting to Exhale. It's been 25 years. It don't seem like it, but it has. So the famed soundtrack featured an all-star lineup of female vocalists like Whitney Houston. Of course, my girl Mary J. Blige sang the famous Not Gonna Cry. Toni Braxton, Faith Evans, Aretha Franklin, Patti LaBelle, Chaka Khan, and Brandy. Wow, that was a nice album right there. So check him out on Instagram on Sunday for Mother's Day. And he's going to do a tribute to his mom also. They showed some clips on TV about it. So pretty nice. So That's my Hollywood wrap-up. I told you, short and sweet tonight.
That takes us to the Kiss It list, Papa Didi. Can you tell everybody about what exactly is the world-famous Kiss It list?
Kiss list is the list of people that showed they butt hiney over the last week or so. And we put them on blast, and we got a song for them at the end. First one I want to put on the list is that father and son duo that shot that brother in Georgia and killed him. He was just jogging, and he grabbed their guns and followed him. A typical, what's his name, George Zimmerman?
George move.
Mm-hmm. A George Zimmerman move. Came in that, well, there were recent robberies in the neighborhood. We thought he was a whatever. Who's paying you to think?
Yeah.
It was the afternoon when somebody's jogging. You see a black man run by, and the first thing you do is grab your guns like he's a fucking deer or something. Like you hunting squirrel or like you hunting. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Put their asses on the Kissel list first and foremost.
Okay.
And that racist ass NFL. Don't forget them.
Yep.
And that guy you said that wore the KKK hood in that grocery store.
Yeah. We don't know his name, but yeah.
He's walking around with a Klan hood on, like he's just so free. Like Trump then gave him rank and privilege to walk around with a hoodie on, and people just stayed away from his ass, saying the guy got to be packing the gun, because if you're going to wear a Klan hood in a grocery store in 2020, you've got to have a hood. You got to have a gun.
You
got to
be real crazy or real strapped.
Exactly. Nobody fucked with him because
or
he
both.
Knew.
And that's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we got Barry Biffle, the CEO of Frontier Air.
Frontier Airlines.
Yeah, ripping people off.
Sure. They were charging people to have an empty seat beside them when during the COVID disease, there was nobody riding the planes anyway. How you going to charge somebody for a seat that was empty anyway? And they got flagged on that because the guy said the plane was fucking empty. So why are you charging me for a seat now? Well, you want an empty seat, but I charge you for that seat.
Yeah.
You wasn't going to sit nobody next to his ass anyway. Boy, I say this shit that people do. Anyway, I'm just going to shut up. I'm just trying
and
to
And also, it. I got Speedy Gonzalez, that man that was stealing checks, cashing checks, stealing people's ID and all of that down in Georgia.
His name was Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah, his legal name is Speedy Gonzalez.
Jesus.
Put him on a kissing list, because you out there running around stealing people's money. People need their money, man. Come on, there's a pandemic going on. We got Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell, right?
For promoting
that racist-ass NFL.
Oh, and 45, don't think you got away this week. We tried not to do any stories circling around you, but you are still the king of the Kiss It list. You and your crony, what's his name? The head of the, I can't even think of the man's name.
Head of what?
Not FBI. What's his name? Attorney General.
Barr.
Barr is on the Kiss It list. Mm-hmm. Pence is on the Kiss It list for going up in that clinic.
And Barr.
No clinic, not wearing a mask.
Well, Pence don't wear a mask because he don't want to mess up his hair. He's got
he's trying to kiss Trump's butt, too.
Pence got that pretty white hair. You ever see his hair? He think his hair is so goddamn pretty.
But when he went to the auto manufacturing joint, he had a mask on. And that was after the Mayo Clinic. So that shows you what kind of punk he is. But anyway.
Red wine is getting it in.
I'm saying,
damn.
Get on my nerves. And also, all these people out on the beach and people with these MAGA signs and Trump signs demanding that the government reopen your state ahead of time. You need to go chill out, but you're on the Kiss It list. We
trying
have
to kill each
yet?
Other.
Yeah, you're trying to kill us all. Come on, man. Some of us want to live. Y'all can go lay out on the beach and worship the sun later.
Yeah, well, they hate black folk. They love to
go
be
lay
nice
out
and
in
brown.
Your backyard if you're at press.
They love to be nice and brown. They hate
all
black
folks. Worshippers
they
of male, go out in your
they
backyard.
They love to be nice and brown.
Stand in front of your
I
apartment
gotta go
building.
Get brown. I gotta go get brown.
Well, you know, the sun is out everywhere, so you don't have to go to the beach. Go turn on the water hose in your own house.
You ever be in the office on a Monday morning when two white folks come back after a sunny weekend? Damn, look at you. Where'd you get that tan? Oh, my God. They fucking,
you know, some years ago in an office I used to work in, I actually had this white girl stick her arm out next to mine trying to compare her tan to my natural melanin. And I was like, you know, she better be glad that I was recently out of high school, because if she had caught me now,
the red wine of the day.
Smack that tan right off of her. I'd been like, if you want your mind. But anyway.
I'm brown.
Let's
like
put her on the kiss it list. You want to be Negro? We got something for everybody on this week's kiss it list. In here.
Kiss my entire ass.
Kiss my ass.
You can just kiss my ass. Baby, you can just kiss my ass. Oh.
You can kiss my country ass. I said if you got a problem with any of that, you can kiss my natural born redneck to the bone.
All right, welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Salud.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Okay.
Bonsoir. Mm-hmm. Well,
right.
We've got to wrap it up.
Yeah, we got it then.
Mm-hmm.
We're going into...
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do the last word.
If you joined the show late, boy, you missed a lot because Kettle was carrying on earlier.
Yeah, and they ain't complaining.
Isn't that simple, Kettle? I had my little piece, but I think you took the show tonight, Papa.
No, I didn't.
See, that's those people that'll break something, and then when the parents come in the room, they hand the evidence to the other kid.
Oh, boy.
I'm a good Christian. I ain't do such a thing.
All righty, well, it's time for the last word. Papa Didi, what's your last word for tonight?
My last word is, you know, be careful out there. You know, just watch it. Society's a mess anymore with all the COVID stuff, and people that been making money aren't making money, so they tripping out. You know, they're desperate. And, you know, just be cool, you know. And like I said, be careful. Watch yourself out there today. There's some really... A lot of people out there today that don't mean you well, so.
Well, thank you. Merci. My last word is, I just want to say, again, if you haven't checked out this new streaming platform, Urban Flicks TV, please go check that out, urbanflickstv.com. They've got several other scripted programs on there, but definitely check out Pump. It's a new comedy series. And it's really good, very entertaining, 7 days free. So you can check out all 6 episodes that are available for Pump within that 7-day free period. So as your boy would say, what do you have to lose? Go check it out, urbanflickstv.com.
All right.
And that's all I have. Over to you, Kevin.
Okay.
What's your last?
My last word is, like Papa said earlier, just be safe out there. And the commentary that I gave earlier, if you didn't hear it, you guys got to go back on apajamaparty.com. And next time, get here a little early so you can know what's going on. Also, for the people that are out here jogging and biking and all of that, wear a mask. Just be safe. Let's be safe than sorry. So. That's my last word.
Amen. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to thank our parent company, DC Homegrown Entertainment. They pay all the bills, so we don't have to, and we appreciate that. We just want to thank everybody for hanging out with us. Again, shout out to the bombshellexperience.shop, black entrepreneur who's local, doing her thing with the cosmetics and body care products, so check them out. Check out pumpseries.com, Or you can go to UrbanFlixTV.com and check out a new TV series called Pump. It will crack you up, I'm trying to tell you. It's edgy. It's funny. It'll keep you going. So check that out. And let's see, what else do we have? Again, our condolences to Papa Didi's family on their loss. We're standing with you, and that's all we have. Anything else, anybody? All right. So we're going to get on out of here and say goodnight then. Say goodnight, Papa Didi.
Goodnight, everybody.
Say goodnight, Kettle.
Goodnight.
And this is Red Wine. Bonsoir. Till next week.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of cheers.
Well, when you, I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Yabiko, sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show, and good night.
Party cool people will for you. No clothes allowed. It's on the party. Won't accept that. It's on the party. Put some on my party. Party cool people will for you. No clothes allowed. It's on the party. Won't